Hey, Isla girl. A little over 12 years ago, I lay down on a comfy cot in a room with dimmed lights and a large projector. Lullabies were playing softly in the background. There was cold blue jelly all over my growing tummy and a gentle hand moving a wand all around it, trying to find your face. We were promised a 3D image. Those were all the rage back then. Maybe they still are. I'm not sure, babe. Your daddy was there. He was holding my pudgy hand, which by that point was twice the size he was used to holding since he was 15. Then, across the screen, the gentle hand typed G-I-R-L. I turned my head and started to cry. In that instant, so many years ago, I thought about this time in your life, these moments we are living in right now. As a woman, I knew what being a girl meant for you. I knew what was coming for that little distorted face on the screen that already looked so much like the man holding my unrecognizable hand. I knew about heartbreak and crappy girl bullies and insecurity and body image and self-esteem issues and hormones and boys and periods and other puberty nonsense and all of it. I knew everything that was coming for you as you squirmed and kicked inside me that day. I dreaded all of it for you, for me. But now it's here, and I feel robbed. I feel like you were robbed. Autism robbed us, sweet girl. Yes, autism has gifted us so much more than it's taken, but I think it's okay and even healthy to acknowledge it also stole some things. Precious things. Some memories. Some expectations. Some dreams. Some experiences. Not enough to break our spirit, my strong girl, but just enough to make us weep with helplessness every once in a while. I am so sorry, my Isla. I'm just so sorry. For you, for me, this time was supposed to be special and tender and treasured. We were supposed to cry together and hug and wipe our boogers on each other's shoulders. We were supposed to sit in old baggy pajamas with tubs of ice cream and popcorn and laugh until we cry about how much we laughed until we cried that day. I was supposed to explain to you way ahead of time all the ways your body would change and why. I was supposed to prepare you, guide you, help you, make you read stupid old-fashioned books with ridiculous stick figures that made you roll your eyes, answer your questions, even the ones about me and your dad that would make you want to throw up while I laughed out loud. I was supposed to hold you and tell you how beautiful this all is. Really. Not gross. Not scary. So awesome and perfect and right in nature's plan. I was supposed to tell you the story of the mean girls that made fun of me because I didn't have boobs. Joke is on them. I didn't need those damn boobs anyway. I was supposed to show you pictures of me as I grew. Pictures I dare not expose to the internet. Pictures that only live in my mama's attic where they belong. Forever. You were supposed to understand. You were supposed to understand. You were supposed to understand. I never could have dreamed that you would have to endure this without being able to understand. I have no idea how you feel about your body. I have no clue how you are processing this. I have no way to know the questions that dance around your uniquely wired brain. I do know it's hard for you. It's so, so hard. Your anxiety and insomnia and melancholy show me it's hard. But you can't express that to me. And it's weighing on Mama's heart every day, more and more. But hey, Isla girl, you have a tough mama, and you really are turning into a beautiful, tough woman. Really. I'm proud of you. You were created and crafted with such love and care. You were woven together with such powerful intention that only God could have foreseen. Everything happening to you is as it should be. Everything happening to me is as it should be. How I love you, little lady. My Isla, my dream. Mama's just so sorry.